The show was moving in another direction.
You kind of have to keep up with it.
How am I supposed to know how you want to conduct the program?
You're just making stuff up.
Something's going to hit the something.
You go, wow, what happened?
Silence! Lay down!
You have somewhere to be.
I've traveled all across the fabric of space-time.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Who you going to call?
Ghostbusters, everybody. Thumbs up, too, from Tim Sika. So go see it. And then we got to wait for Missy Elliott to break it down here. Here she comes. Fallout Boy.
I can't sleep when I'm home alone. Nighttime, my lights on. Woo, got me scared. Woo, hiding underneath my bed. In my closet, down the hall. I see shadows all on my wall. Many monsters be big and tall. Ghostbusters, who you gonna call?
All right, so Ghostbusters is going to be a thing. And it's very interesting because a lot of people thought it would tank, and it's getting great reviews.
Yeah, that's really surprising because, you know, just like we were talking at the break, where one of the beautiful things, I guess, is like as people lose, as people have short-term memory loss and are chased around imaginary objects, they just forget things of like a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And just the controversy we had over, you know, the rampant amounts of sexism that was facing, the supposed racism, not supposed, but there was, like, for some people who were, you know, critiquing the movie, the racism involved with Leslie Jones' character, and it was all going to equal just horrible ticket sales. But now it just seems like, who knows? I mean, who knows? We'll have to wait till Monday to see the box office numbers, but it just seems like by the tweets and by people just in the streets, it seems like it's going to do really well.
Yeah, no, it is. And well, one of the big problems was at first is when they put the first trailer out, yeah. It got the worst YouTube reviews ever.
It was a trash trailer. It was like some guy made it at home.
Right.
Found. It's like, you know, ever get one of those, like, you know, like somebody be like, it's like they were, like, they were, remember back in the day, it was going to be an I Am Legend 2. Mm-hmm. You click on it, and it's just like 8 minutes of bull, you know what I mean? And like a scene that was deleted. And, you know, like, but it was the worst. It was like it was like the equivalent of someone making a flyer on Microsoft Word. You know what I mean?
I want to talk about the bust out of Leslie Jones, because one of the things that happened at the premiere is she could not get any fashion designer, any of the hotshot designers, to make her dress for the Hollywood premiere. And she said, F you all. She found some dude, came to her rescue, and now she says, you know, I'm going to be big time, and I'm going to have you, it's you and me, brother, and F all of them. F all those big houses that would not give her a dress. So good for her.
No, that's one thing that, I mean, if you look at people who do branding and marketing, and they've, you know, people in PR, getting behind the whole Leslie Jones story where it's like, you know.
I love it.
She's like, because I think she's close to 50. She's been doing
stand-up. I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, I'm telling you, Black doesn't crack.
She is so funny. What a powerhouse.
I saw her at Tommy T's in San Francisco, and I'm telling you, I'd always want to see her, and I guess I stayed in for a little bit. Dude, I hope people understand that when I say a killer, she is a killer on stage. I mean, if you see her, if she goes on tour, I hope people come see her, because, like, it's just something about, she's very self-aware. She has a great energy and everything. Just self-effacing, right? But in terms of, like, just the trajectory, like, once she got on Saturday Night Live to now, it made total sense, you know, that to finally people, because right now people are finally catching up with the talent.
Yeah. And she's doing Allstate commercials, which are very powerful. And she's
She took over Dennis Haysbert?
She was on The View yesterday saying a whole bunch of mushy stuff about how Whoopi Goldberg inspired her as a kid.
I'm going to do this without trying to get emotional. When I was young, my dad always let me listen to comedy albums, and I always knew about comedy. I always loved comedy. The day that I saw Whoopi Goldberg on television, I cried so hard because I kept looking at my daddy going, oh, my God, there's somebody on TV that looks like me. I watched that, and my dad recorded it for me. I literally watched it every day after school. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because now I know what I'm doing. That when I put on that Ghostbuster suit and little girls see me on TV now, mm-hmm. now they're going to go, I can do it.
Yeah.
And you gave that.
So you got to love that. Yeah. Yeah. Right on.
That's, you know what? Yeah. I mean, you got to respect it. It's like, it's because, you know, simple fact of, I don't remember the last person ever said, like, Whoopi Goldberg is like, you know, like, has been the person that really influenced me and everything. But I can see it because Whoopi Goldberg, if you ever watched her HBO specials back in the day, man, they were.
Oh, I right. And I love Whoopi, but you know what? And I'm shocked that she just re-signed with The View, because she was so out of there so many times. She just didn't want anything to do with it.
The narrative.
But
yeah.
Now she just resigned. So
well, what is she going to do?
She's Whoopi Goldberg. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, at a certain point, like I was talking to this one comic, this one headliner about this, where, you know, in the industry, you know, the horrible thing is like you can work really hard, but once you start getting older, if you're not sticking relevant, no one, you know, you might be put out the pasture. And there's no text message, there's no letters, no email. It gets one day, you just fall off. And I think that for her to stay on TV and to have her face out there and to still tour and do theaters, it's
stay relevant.
I would think it's the best thing for her. And plus the money they're probably throwing at her, because people leave. And plus all those Raising Cakes that
now.
She has to talk.
Yeah.
She has to talk to Raven Simone. That race traitor, you know what I mean? She makes Stacey Dash look like, you know, Malcolm X, you know what I mean? And she's just, oh, God. That girl from Full House, I don't know what her name is.
But I love that you said that with Raven Simone and Joy Behar. You know, sometimes, I love Joy Behar. Sometimes with Raven Simone, she looks like her head's going to explode.
Yeah.
For example, when Raven Simone said, if Donald Trump becomes the president, I'm moving to Canada. And Joy Behar said, really? So you're going to move to Canada? She says, yes, I am. I'm moving to Canada. And she goes, you can't do that. She goes, yes, I can. I can do whatever I want. Joy Behar just shook her head like, you're a dumbass. You know, you're a dumbass little girl. You don't understand. You're not a citizen. You just can't pick up and go to Canada. You got to marry into it. You got to go to school there. You just can't go to Canada.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on, Joe. Don't hate on someone's dreams, man. You know what I mean?
but these people say they're leaving the country.
You know how much money Raven Simone has? She's, like, worth $500 million. She could probably buy Canada. You know what I mean?
You can't
call it the RHL. You know what I mean?
Do you know this is an interesting thing about immigration. You can buy yourself in your way into Canada and places like, for instance, we were thinking about moving to the UK once. We were going to move to London, but we were told that we weren't allowed to. But we could if we put up £850,000. And they
how much is that in America?
That's like a million. So if you put up $1 million, they hold it in a bond for, I think, 5 to 10 years, and then they give it back to you. But that's to make sure. But, I mean, who has $1 million to give to England to live there for 10 years? I mean, no.
God. You in England.
No. I love London.
Yeah.
Don't you love London?
Do I look like I've been to London?
I think you have close to a London fog
in my goddamn room, in my closet, man. Jesus. And a Paddington Bear on DVD. You know what I mean? I would think you'd go to London. You have a London guy look.
Yeah. Well,
but your teeth are nice. I don't think that would be like.
Yeah, well.
You know, I'm like an American. Yeah, but you look kind of. Hello, you know what I mean?
I pick that up very, very rapidly. Yes.
Like if I gave you an English muffin right now, it would fit perfectly in your hand. The nooks and crannies would be right there.
I eat English muffins too. It's so weird. I have my own. I have my own egg McMuffin maker that I bought on Amazon when I was wasted.
That's like one of those. Wait a minute. Were you like high at Marshall's one day?
No, at home with Amazon. Yes, from Hamilton Beach. It was like $29. Oh, it's just killer too. Because it's all Teflon and it makes a perfect English McMuffin.
Wait a minute. What does it do? Does it like you turn it on and assembles it? Or does it call McDonald's
for you? It's round. It's Teflon.
What are you doing?
You plug it into the wall. It gets hot, and then you put your English muffin down there at the bottom, and then you put your Canadian bacon, and then you close the lid, and then on top you crack an egg, and you stir it up. Oh, you put the cheese in there in the middle, too. And then you just count, you know, you set timer for 5. Alexa, yes? Set timer for 5 minutes. Okay, and 5 minutes later, Alexa starts beeping, and then you open it up, and there's your McMuffin.
Wow. And you feel whole.
That's a white-ass dove, ain't it?
No, it's not about white. It's just kind of like, you know what? I'm not, it's not about a white thing. I mean, that's a, it's a very Caucasian thing. You know, that was another level. That was like, Jesus, guys. I have my own Egg McMuffin make. Like, it was
I
like,
do have my own Egg
I guess
McMuffin
it was getting lighter as I was hearing you talk about it. No, I really, here's the thing. I actually,
people give me crap when they walk into the house. They're like, what is that? I said, it's an Egg McMuffin
How
maker.
How big is it?
It's about the size of an Egg McMuffin, only into the maker.
But you know what? Okay. I like that about you, man, is that you're one of those guys that you're never going to die. Like, you know, you have this, like, you get excited over an Egg McMuffin maker. You know what I mean? There are guys out there who are like, I got a new car.
No,
I've got
I'm sitting at home hammered looking at Amazon. I was like, Egg McMuffin maker? Yes!
That's what I'm saying.
That's me. And that, $19.
And I wish I had that kind of feeling, you know what I mean? Like, I get excited when I get on the back of the bus and don't pay, you know what I mean? And it gets like, and I don't get caught. That's as far as I go. I'm like, there's none of those guys with yellow vests, you know what I mean? Some 23-year-old hive is mine, like, can I see your ticket? You know what I mean? No.
Right on.
Like, so we have our levels, you know what I mean?
All right, I got to take a break. Kasim Bentley is my guest. By the way, where are you appearing? We need to plug you because we got one more segment here.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow night, I'll be at Critical Hit. Critical Hit in Oakland. I have the address in a minute. But
okay,
but at 10 o'clock tonight, I'll be at Piano Fight doing the Stab Podcast. That's at 144 Taylor, $10. Stab Podcast. Really well known podcast. So if you guys are around the city, come through.
All right, right on. We'll be right back. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
The next generation of KGO 810. Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
Drex Radio Show.
This is the brand new Britney Spears song. In case you needed one. It's called Make Me. Still sounds like Britney. You know, if you go to Vegas, if I go to Vegas, I still want to see her.
Yeah.
You know, Kasim Bentley is my guest in studio.
Yeah. I'm making a point before I die is to see Britney Spears and to see old and older. Oh my God, you really do have an Egg McMuffin maker. Oh my God. It looked a lot, you know what? It looked a lot different than I thought. But no, that's kind of cool.
It's super cool.
Yeah. You know what though?
So now you'd have to pay $24.99. I got it for $19.99. So look at me. See how sly that is? That's a beautiful thing, Hamilton Beach.
You are such a little nerd.
I know.
You're like a foodie nerd.
I'm not.
It's adorable.
I make nothing.
Wait, I make nothing. Do you make yours different?
No. I don't mix it up.
Same thing every day. Huh?
But I have to tell you, it tastes so good. I don't. It's because it's fresh and it's made. I don't know. I don't know what.
What kind of English muffin do you use?
Thomas's. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you're a venture. And you just get like a. Like an Anderson's Bakery kind of thing.
No.
Artisanal, gluten-free.
No.
You use brown eggs or regular white eggs?
Eggland's. Eggland's Best.
Oh,
extra large, right.
Canadian bacon,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pepper jack cheese.
Oh, that's pretty.
Okay, so
that's a little spicy there.
All right, so you're a little ethnic with the ethnic flair.
Karen's looking at me. Well, get one, Karen. Oh, she's
I tell you though,
vegetarian.
If I had one, I would totally use it.
That's why she's in. Dude, when I come here, I tell you, I've been meaning to tell you this. I'm trying to tell you, you're in great shape. You're a hot chick, man.
Karen, she's rocking it.
I'm telling you, a lot of women, I don't know how old you are, but a lot of women are just walking around like bags of bulk food, you know what I mean? Just horrible bodies, look like they wash up in the ocean, right?
God.
And you are rocking with this rocking, but you look how Goldie Hawn should look right now, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I mean, she's walking around these little,
You're an angel.
Guys, she's walking around these little yoga pants, man.
And how many years you say you worked here? Which is just like unbelievable to me.
27 years.
27 years, man. Of KGO.
27.
That's unbelievable. So, I mean, you
it
go
looks
way
27.
Back, man.
You know what I mean?
You don't learn. How many companies have you burnt through? No, because this station has been sold so many times.
I think five?
Five different companies, right? Yeah. Okay. Because KGO was originally NBC, am I right?
No, it was Cap Cities.
Okay, Cap Cities ABC.
Disney.
Right.
Citadel.
Okay.
Cumulus. another company in there somewhere.
Yeah, you're missing one. But I thought KGO, boy, if you look up at Wikipedia, if you look Wikipedia, KGO, I mean, it goes back.
It's a history. We were ABC to begin with.
ABC, yeah. Those were the history days. Oh, my God. Legend. Well, and Ron Owen's still here. I mean, my God, he's a radio god. He's the reason I'm here. I mean, when I started out in radio, KSJO.
People, the whole studio went sepia right now. Back in my day.
When I worked at KSJO, the rock station, as a kid, I was like 21. You know, I'd listen. I'm like, oh, my God, dude, if I could work on KGO someday. Here I sit.
I guess imagine with some 80s hair gets really big. You know what I mean?
Oh, I had AD. Yes, that one. Yes. I had Peter Frampton hair.
Oh my God!
Yes, I had Peter Frampton.
Can we tweet out? Can you send a photo to tweet out about that?
The Peter
for
Frampton
the fans.
Hair.
So for the fan page.
That is a must find.
The Peter Frampton
hair.
We need to have a day where we go through memory lane and go through our old looks. I can go through Valerie's Facebook.
Yeah. Well, what did you look like as a kid?
Oh, I was, dude.
You have a big fro.
I'm 39, so like when you had the Peter Frampton, because you're like, you're about 68, right?
68.
Right? You're like, 51, I saw dude, you wheel 51. In. I was like, your AARP card fell. And I was like, hey. And he's like,
51.
51. You look good, man. You look.
Well, thank you.
I would have figured you for 50 and a half.
Yeah,
you
good. Okay.
You take care of yourself.
No, but back to Drex's question. Kasim. Kasim. You Jerry curl? What did you have going on?
No, I can go to my grave knowing a couple things. One, I never sold out. Two, I never had a Jerry curl. You know what I mean? It's like, if you ever see me with Annie looks like a Jerry curl, you know the apocalypse is coming. It's gonna be a swarm of bees. The sky's gonna open up. If you see
what's
any
the craziest black thing you ever did with your hair?
You know what?
This is crazy. You didn't do a Stroy Moy, did you?
No. But shout out to Stroy Moy.
Yeah.
And the Hella Funny Empire.
He's got his empire.
I love Stroy. That is as natural as you going to get, man. You know what I mean? Stroy, there ain't no water going to go through that.
And for people who don't know who Stroy Moy is.
I don't know what that is. No.
He is an amazing comic out of San Francisco. Okay. Or Oakland, actually.
Stroy's amazing. Stroy looks like if Django was a hipster. You know what I mean?
Right on.
Django had a skateboard. You know what I mean? Still book me, Stroy. Don't do this to me, all right?
But what about that beard? Have you always had the beard because you've got a big bushy beard?
I've always had facial hair since. It was kind of light in high school, but then when I got to college, it was always there. It's a couple years ago I had it lower. But yeah, I've always had facial hair. My family, if anyone knows who the group The Whispers is, that's what the men in my family, everyone.
Rock. I'm gonna rock. What is The Whispers? Rock steady.
Oh,
rock steady all night long. Oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah, I forget, man. Where's Q and the applause on that one? Yeah,
absolutely.
You're a special white, man. You're like Almond, man. You're really Hey, you really know some stuff, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're a Chi-Town guy. Yeah, you're there.
No. This one, Karen, here. Bust me up here.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's like a 55-year-old black dude on the KGO, like, oh, 51. We talking now.
51.
I can see him eating his Egg McMuffin in the morning.
Rocking steady.
The Whispers.
Dancing.
And the Jets.
With the white hands over
my crush on you, you know.
Yo, I tell you, I know you have a fun morning, man. Yeah. That's why I love you, man, because you're a fun guy. You know what I mean? That evil in you, it's nestled deep. But I don't even know how it comes out. Maybe you eat maybe you just take like some grapes from like Safeway and eat them. That's your evil right there. You walk on red or something. You know what I mean?
Big naughty bad boy move.
He doesn't like signal. You know?
He runs with scissors occasionally.
We got to run here. We're running out of time. Crap. Well, okay, Kasim, thank you. So I will see you again in a couple weeks. And you're going to, 10 o'clock, you're going to be?
10 o'clock, I'm going to be at Piano Fight, 144 Taylor Street for the Stab Podcast. It's a very popular podcast. We're doing live taping, 10 p.m., $10. And tomorrow, I'll be at Critical Hit, a great show with Louis Katz from Comedy Central. We're co-headlining. It's Your Move, Games and Hobbies on 4920 Telegraph in Oakland. If you need any more information, just guess you can message me or whatnot. But tomorrow, 4920 Telegraph Avenue, me, Louis Katz. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, thank you, Kasim, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world on the KGO app. And as the sun has now set on the big city, broadcasting live, Drex casting live all over the Western United States and Canada. So it's time for Friday night in the Comedy Corner. Thank you to Kasim Bentley, who bent our airwaves, as always. And now we're going to do our Comedy Corner and best of for the weekend. We're going to start with Chad Zamok. Do you know Chad?
I don't.
Okay, well, he's going to talk about getting popped on, popped for DUI. Yeah, that's right, people. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
Had to quit drinking. It was getting weird. It was out of control. I was getting charged with DUIs. I was wearing sweater vests. It was out of control. It was weird. I got charged with a very public DUI 4 years ago back where I'm from. And I don't know if you've ever been charged with a DUI, but a lot of thoughts go through your mind. And I swear to God, the first thought that went through my mind is I was jealous of Justin Bieber. Stay with me. The Biebs, I don't know if you remember this, got charged with the DUI. He was drag racing in Miami in a Lamborghini with a supermodel. And he was smiling in his mugshot. I think I'd be smiling too in my mugshot if that was my life. That sounds awesome. I got charged with the DUI doing 10 miles per hour in Cleveland, Ohio, in a Chevy Cruze with an Arby's beef and cheddar.
And I think that would qualify as the buzz driving.
Yeah.
I think that should have been the punchline. All right, here's one of my favorites, Kathleen Madigan, and she's talking about...
Oh, I love her.
Yes, West Virginia.
West Virginia. That is the weirdest state out of all 78. I am telling you, that state... Because you drive through it and you're like, wow, this place is absolutely beautiful. And then about an hour later, you're like, hey, how come we haven't seen any people? Because somebody took them. That's why. That's what they were saying 4 days ago. And I've had to drive through there by myself. And as a woman, I'm like, I am not stopping because I know what will happen. I will be taken. I will end up being someone's mountain wife. My family will think I'm working somewhere. They'll forget about me. Cut to 10 years from now, I have 6 filthy kids named Shane looking at me. Just standing there going, Mama, how come you don't talk like us? Mama, how come your eyes are so straight? Look at me.
Oh, my God. And I grew up in Pennsylvania. That is so true.
It's Pennsylvania. Pretty on the nose.
Yeah, it is. Shane. And then, by the way, they all look the same.
Well, it's a small gene pool.
Yeah, right. Okay, there you go. All right, so up next is Gary Gallman talking about state abbreviations.
A documentary. It's about the men and one woman who abbreviated all 50 states down to 2 letters. All you have to know for this is that we have 50 states in America and they each have a 2 capital letter abbreviation. But that wasn't always the case. Up until 1973, every state had its own length of abbreviation and it was chaos. Like Massachusetts was MASS period, Florida was FLA, Utah was Utah. They just dropped the H, not much of an abbreviation. But then the post office said, no, every state has to have a 2 capital letter abbreviation. And so they convened a crack squad of abbreviators, ups and downs, ins and outs, friends became enemies, enemies became friends. They started off, they thought it was gonna be easy because Alabama lulled them into a false sense of security. They said, Alabama, AL, holy crap, this is easy. They said, what's next? They said, Alaska. Everybody cool with AL? Sir, I think we might have used that one before. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure. Well, let's check the minutes. Dottie, read the minutes back to us, hon. Dottie was the wisecracking secretary. Every 1970s office had a wisecracking secretary, and this one's name was Dottie. And Dottie was a pistol. Listen to what Dottie said. They said, Dottie, read the minutes back to us. And she goes, you mean the minute?
I think that pretty much says it all. Up next, comedian Brian Regan on sports team mascots.
So as far as sports, man, there's a lot of controversy about team nicknames and mascots and stuff. I was in Atlanta at an Atlanta Braves baseball game. It's very weird. Everybody in the stands was going, hoo, 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 hoo. Bunch of white people eating cotton candy. Give me a lemonade. Pink lemonade and some more Cracker Jack. Should we be doing this? Feels inappropriate somehow. I don't think they meant anything by it, but same thing when I was in St. Louis at the Cardinals game, you know? Their fans were going, I don't think they meant anything by that.
All right, right on. Well, it's been a big week for body shaming and what other kind of shaming? Mom shaming. Yeah, that was the other one. So here is Arnie Adams talking about the negativity on the internet.
I believe in freedom of some speech. I want to go back to the days of people shutting the hell up. There's too much. People are everywhere on the internet. Just venom and hate. I was on Staples.com. People are writing bad reviews about rubber bands. How little do you have going on in your life that you're writing reviews about rubber bands or reading reviews about... I want to go back to days of shutting the hell up. When I was 14, if you wanted to say something, there wasn't the internet. You had to say it to that person's face and get punched. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's my right. It's in the Constitution. The First Amendment's freedom of speech. But the Second Amendment's right to bear arms. So you can say whatever you want, but you might get shot.
And that pretty much nails it. And so I think next we will move on to John Mulaney talking about legal weed. Bring it on.
The weirdest thing when I was like a kid was how much they scared us about smoking weed. They scared us about it constantly. And I've been on tour this year. Marijuana's legal in like 18 or 19 states in some form or another. Yeah, well, all right, don't woo if you're white. It's always been legal for us. Come on, sir. We don't go to jail for marijuana, you silly Billy. This is the first time I've ever seen a law change because the government is just like, fine, you know? I've never seen it before. Like gay marriage and healthcare, we have to battle it out in the Supreme Court and be like, gay people are humans, and they're like, we'll think about it. But with weed, it was just something we wanted really badly, and we kept asking them for 40 years, like, excuse me. And then suddenly the government became like cool parents, and they're just like, okay, here, take a little. We'd rather you do it in the house than go somewhere else, and blah, 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 blah.
I love that. All right. Well, speaking of Stone, we're going to Hollywood next because we're going to talk about the Emmy nominations. And by the way, Game of Thrones dominated with the 2016 Emmy nominations. As a matter of fact, they are all over the place. Game of Thrones it is. And I think they have 23, one less than last year. Yeah, People versus O.J. Simpson, 22 nominations. And we'll go through them as they announce them. As they did this morning. Coming up here next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, Hey, a quick message to Ghostbusters fans upset by the all-female cast. Fellas, I know you're angry a bunch of gals portray iconic characters from your childhood, but your anger's misplaced. Don't be mad they're women. Be mad you're a middle-aged man still affected by Ghostbusters. Or that you still live in your parents' basement, eat Smurfberry Crunch, and wear a Harry Potter onesie. Besides, women aren't scary. They're beautiful creatures with unique things to say. Get out. Say hi to one. Offer to buy her a drink or a Twizzler. Whatever you can afford on your allowance. Take the plunge, nerdy gents. She won't bite. That's extra. Once you get to know one, I think you'll agree. They're not that bad. Go ahead. Give it a try. Oh, and one more thing. Quit walking in front of my car while playing Pokemon Go, you loser. Oh, yeah. I ain't afraid of no girls.
You need to put that in there.
I ain't afraid of no girls.
Yeah, right on. You're listening to the Trex Radio Show on KGO, and you know, my greatest thing, it's going to be a Ghostbusters weekend and a Pokemon Go weekend, I guess, for the rest of our lives. But Leslie Jones was dissed at the premiere. She could not get a designer to give her a dress.
Aww.
So now that she's going to be like a big rock star, Hollywood, you know, star, she's like, F all of you.
Good
for
her.
You will be crawling to me.
Come up with her own line. You watch.
Yes, she will. So, as we were talking about, let's get to the Emmy nominations. The Emmy nominations were announced this morning, even though this soiree, the 68th Primetime Emmy Awards, will not air until September 18th. It will be on ABC, and Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting, so it'll be a lot of fun. And we will start with Laura Graham. Lauren Graham, right? I guess I call her Laura. It's Lauren. Lauren Graham and Anthony Anderson read the nominees for the Best Actor and Actress in a Drama.
Our first category is Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, and the nominees are Kyle Chandler, Bloodline, Rami Malek, Mr. Robot, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, Matthew Reese, The Americans, Liev Schreiber, Ray Donovan, and Kevin Spacey, House of Cards.
The nominees for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series are Claire Danes, Homeland, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder, Taraji P. Henson, an HU alum, Empire. Uh-oh, hold on, wait a minute. They gave me this name right here phonetically. Which one is it? How do you say it?
Want me to just do it for
okay, no, I'm going to do it. Yeah. I went to public school in Compton, but I got this. Yeah. All right. Tatiana.
Yeah, that's right.
Maslany.
Orphan Black.
That's it.
Kerry Russell, The Americans. And Robin Wright, House of Cards.
Okay, so let's go back to lead actor in a series. I'm going to pick Rami Malek in Mr. Robot.
Mm.
Yeah, he's outstanding. You? Kevin Spacey, House of Cards, is always.
Kevin Spacey's amazing.
And Odenkirk. I mean, all good.
I like Tatiana Slomovic.
Right.
I can't say her last name, but she's really amazing at what she's able to do.
And as far as the lead actress is concerned, well, they're all Taraji P. Henson with Empire and Viola Davis and Robin Wright. They're all good. So, all right. So there you have it for that. And then they moved on. Lauren Graham and Anthony Anderson read the nominations for Best Actor and Actress in a Comedy.
The nominees for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series are Anthony.
Wow! Hi, Mama. I know you're watching. Hi, Mama.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was Anthony
It's not
Anderson.
In alphabetical yes. order, is it? They just right. threw the names out there, right? Yeah. Okay. You don't even have to name nobody else. Just go into the next category.
Aziz Ansari, Master of None. Will Forte, The Last Man on Earth. William H. Macy, Shameless. Thomas Middleditch, Silicon Valley. And Jeffrey Tambor, Transparent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. The nominees for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series are Ellie Kemper, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep, Laurie Metcalf, Getting On, Tracy Ellis Ross, Black-ish! Amy Schumer, Inside Amy Schumer, and Lily Tomlin, Grace and Frankie.
Oh, my God. Anthony Anderson. I love him, but, you know, Blackish, he's all over the place now. I mean, every show you see him on.
He's getting a lot of coverage.
Yeah, he is. All right, so we'll see if he ends up winning. So here are the nominations for Best Reality Competition Show.
Here are this year's nominees for Outstanding Reality Competition Program. The Amazing Race.
They always
American
win.
Ninja Warrior. Dancing with the Stars. Project Runway. Top Chef. And The Voice.
Why do you think The Amazing Race is always in the lead?
Because I think it's the best produced show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll probably win again.
There's
always
good storylines and people, but then it's actually really interesting to watch.
Well, it's fun to watch. Yeah. I love it. You know, it's in its like 22nd or 23rd season.
I didn't realize
it's insane.
That long.
Yeah. Variety Talk Series.
The nominees for Outstanding Variety Talk Series are Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh, look at that.
Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. The Late Late Show with James Corden.
Oh.
Real Time with Bill Maher. And The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Wow, that's a tight. That one is a battle.
It's a really good field.
Yeah, that's great. I can't even pick one. I mean, I
know. My preference is Comedians in Cars.
Oh, yeah, but I think you're right. That's what I'm thinking, too. Comedians in Cars with Coffee. Seinfeld would get that. Okay, here we go. Bruce Rosenbloom reads the nominees for Best Drama.
The nominations for Outstanding Drama Series are The Americans, Better Call Saul, Downton Abbey.
You know, I always thought they said Downtown Abbey. I did.
Game of Thrones, Homeland, House of Cards.
Say Blackish.
And Blackish. No, I can't. And Mr. Robot.
Yeah, Mr. Robot's getting lots of play. I mean, it's really good.
It's really funny.
Yeah, it's outstanding. Okay, and then Bruce once again reads the nominees for Best Comedy.
The nominations for Outstanding Comedy Series are Blackish.
Let me say it! Blackish! Ow! Master of None.
Master of None.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Family. Silicon Valley. Transparent, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Veep.
Now, I only have a minute here, but some of the snubs, the big snubs that people were talking about, Orange is the New Black, it's at a critical point right now, but it only received one nomination this year, and Girls got nothing, even though people say it's at its best yet.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah. Do you think, I've heard a lot of the hype die down. I think maybe it was a one-season wonder.
And American Idol didn't get any love. At all.
Even though they had their last season?
Yep, nothing. Yeah. Seacrest did get a nomination for hosting duties, and nothing for Jim Parsons for Big Bang Theory, but he really doesn't need another nomination. So now you know, and again, all of this goes down with Jimmy Kimmel on September 18th. We got a long summer to get there.
Yeah, but it should be fun.
All right, on that note, have a great and safe weekend. We'll make more on Monday on the Trex Radio Show. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810.